This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When electric cars eventually make it big, this week may be looked at as a turning point, not so much in the development of EVs, but in how they're perceived by the public and written about by the press. This past weekend, the New York Times published a story about Tesla, its cars, and its new charging stations. Suffice it to say, it was not a story that Tesla founder and CEO Elon Musk was pleased with, seeing as how the car wound up on a flatbed at one point. Chelsea Sexton wrote about the whole brouhaha at Wired.com the other day. Good to have you with us.
Lovely to be here.
So was this a mistake by Tesla to let the New York Times try to do this in, you know, 25-degree weather in New York?
It certainly wasn't the wisest PR choice, no.
And it has evolved now into what you might kindly call a yelling match between Tesla and the newspaper of record.
Yes, it's kind of a Twitter slap fight at this point. Bottom line, Tesla pitched a road trip story to the New York Times and is now unhappy with the story that the New York Times printed and is going after them for faking it and slanting it and the whole thing, when really it just wasn't the wisest trip to begin with, and it's not what the EV experience represents.
Well, let's expand on that a little bit. And we should say at the outset that Tesla has now released the logs of this trip from the car, which we will have on our website. But your point that you made in Wired the other day is there's this double standard that we've got with EVs now, that they have to be everything, even though our regular cars aren't everything.
Absolutely. No new product does absolutely everything in exactly the same way as the product it's replacing. And yet, when it comes to electric cars, that's the expectation.
Why do we have this double standard, do you think?
Well, I mean, people are used to being able to do whatever they've always done in the same way they've always done it. And quite often they have to experience the new product before they can understand why it's better. Once people drive them, they get it. We get this like, oh my gosh, it's a real car. It does everything a real car does. But before they have that chance to try it, they don't understand. And we're so busy trying to compete on the last 5% of the experience that EVs are not today the best car for. They're great for running around. They're great for day-to-day. They're great for commuting. They are not great for boat towing and road trips and off-roading. Neither is a Corvette.
So if Tesla ultimately loses this contest with the New York Times, and we obviously don't know how that's going to turn out, does that mean bad things for the whole EV industry?
This one incident isn't going to affect the overall EV industry. The more we keep setting ourselves up for these sorts of stories, the more we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
You make the comparison with the iPhone and how we have learned to love the iPhone, even though sometimes it's not a very good phone.
Not even just the iPhone, which at least has had the advantage of iterating a whole bunch of times. Original mobile phones, we joke about the old bricks we used to carry around.
Right.
They didn't have great talk time. They didn't have great range or reliability. They were not the same as a landline phone. They didn't try to be, and we got over it because ultimately they proved to be a better experience. We have to allow the same thing to happen with cars that have happened with phones or with DVRs, which don't produce a VHS tape for you to carry to your mom's house and share a TV show. That's not what they need to do anymore.
Have you driven a Tesla?
Many times.
You like it?
They're hot cars. They're gorgeous. They're sexy. They're fun. I love torque like no one really should. So I love Tesla cars. But other than the novelty of it, you know, taking a road trip for the fun,
yeah,
I wouldn't suggest to somebody that it's the same experience that they'd have taking a gas car to Vegas.
Chelsea Sexton, she's a contributor to Wired, and she writes most recently about Tesla and the New York Times and that little disagreement they're having. Chelsea, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for letting me crash your party.